You're listening to 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
This week on Viewpoints.
Once they've met you and they're talking about you behind the scenes, endorsing you to the workplace, your chances for getting that job probably go up to about 80%.
Why getting hired isn't as straightforward as it once was. Then
we're moving away from kind of mainstream news to partisan news. You know, the internet is becoming less and less reliable than it was even a few years ago.
New technology is aiding in the rise of conspiracy theories and misinformation. How do we navigate this new media landscape? I'm Marty Peterson.
And I'm Gary Price. These stories in depth this week on your public affairs magazine, Viewpoints.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2024 Nielsen report.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
It's a paradox of headlines. One week, economists tout low unemployment. The next, layoffs dominate the news cycle. The U.S. unemployment rate is 4.2%, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. From the outside, that's a relatively stable number, but it's only part of the story. For job seekers, landing a new gig right now can take several months. Amidst the economic uncertainty, many companies are quietly freezing hiring or are in the process of restructuring.
We have these very tumultuous market right now. And so that's why networking is incredibly important, because there may be one job out there. Somebody's left. Somebody's going to have a baby and they're leaving and they're not coming back. And the workplace is not going to hire a lot of people, right? So you want to be that one person that they turn to.
That's Sheila Nielsen, a Chicago-based career consultant and the founder of Nielsen Career Consulting. She's also a trained social worker and prior to career coaching worked as an attorney for several years. Her message to job seekers, don't wait for the perfect position to pop up online or waste hours messaging hundreds of people via LinkedIn. A big way to stand out in a growing field of applicants is to strategically network within the field you're in or want to enter. Spend time researching the people in the roles you're interested in, and then look outwards at their circle of contacts. Nielsen has counseled thousands of clients and often uses this metaphor of playing an adventure video game.
You're trying to move from the cottage where you start, and you try to move outside of that cottage and you're looking for wizards and knights to talk with. Most people start off in the cottage and they stay there the whole time. What they're doing is sending their resumes and their cover letters and so on, postings to workplaces. And usually these big workplaces have what I call a dragon in front of the workplace, the castle. And the dragon is there to keep you out. They're trying to keep away all the job seekers because the key keeper, who's the person who could hire you, doesn't have time to talk with you and doesn't want to be bothered. So what I teach is how to get around the dragon, essentially, by leaving your cottage, taking your laptop computer with you, because it's great for stalking purposes, is what I call it. And you're looking for wizards and you're looking for knights. Now, wizards are about 40 to 70 years old. They're deeply connected to the market you're trying to get into. The knights are a little younger. And what that does is open doors and open possibilities for people. who are trying to find their way to the next job. Now, very often people will say, well, you have to send your resume to the dragon. You'll have to just apply the normal way. But the reality is, once they've met you and they're talking about you behind the scenes, endorsing you to the workplace, your chances for getting that job probably go up to about 80%.
This initial meeting could be a quick phone call, Zoom, or getting together in person for a coffee or meal. Once you've secured this meeting, Nielsen says don't bring up this word too soon.
I warn my clients, don't use the J word, jobs, too fast, because you'll basically get a response like, you know, I can't help you. I don't know of jobs. I haven't heard of anything. Instead, if you network in the way that I talk about, you're looking for opportunities, openings that haven't even been advertised yet.
The focus of strategic networking is to build real connections with these people. Nielsen says how you approach this makes all the difference.
What really good networking is about friendship. It's real friendship. And it's about thinking this way. Maybe I'll meet my next best friend as I'm going out to have this conversation with somebody. And the other thing that people don't think about that I tell my clients is give back. Give people gifts. Gifts of information, gifts of support. What I mean by support is somebody's, you might be talking to somebody and they say, I just lost my dog. I just, you know, this terrible thing has just happened in my life. Listen, care about that other person. We don't have enough of that in our world. And when you do that, that is a gift to another person and they'll never forget you and they will help you. What goes around comes around. It's very true. I've watched now careers for 35 years.
At the end of the day, sitting at home and applying on LinkedIn or various job boards is easier. You don't have to put yourself out there, and it's a relatively quick process. On the other hand, building a network and connections is a ton of work and can feel uncomfortable or daunting. And that's okay. Nielsen shares this story of a young person she worked with during the 2008 recession when everyone was looking for a job. He was based in New York and had recently been laid off from his job as a first-year attorney.
He wanted to work at a large law firm, and he named the firm that he would really love to work at. And I talked with him about how to take this approach, you know, network, how to do it, and we practiced his approach. He was a real go-getter. He went and talked to about 80 people. It was quite a few people. And then an opening came at the firm for a first year. And that was the firm he wanted. He applied for the job. He came in for an interview. And among the people on the panel interviewing was one of the wizards he had met with for lunch. And he got the job.
The job search is cumbersome. And for most people, putting yourself out there doesn't come naturally either. One vital part of networking and interviewing is practicing how you come across. Do you sound confident in your skills and experience?
In the process of going on this quest, I teach my clients that you have to have an inner voice, a coach. It's almost like your own coach is always inside of you. But very often, I've seen a lot of people who have a very negative coach. So they'll say, oh, I don't think you're going to be able to do this. Oh, this is not going to happen for you. But what I work on a lot with my clients is helping them to have a positive coach. I believe I can do this. I've done something hard before, and now I'm going to do something difficult, but I can do this. I can get this done. And when you have a really good coach inside, when you have that voice in your head, that voice is tough and it's firm, but it's very supportive.
In a competitive market, it's not just about being qualified. It's about being seen. And that starts with stepping outside the usual hiring channels and treating your job search less like a race and more like a strategic quest. To learn more about our guest, Sheila Nielsen, check out her business, Nielsen Career Consulting. That's Nielsen, careerconsulting.com. For more from Viewpoints, check us out on viewpointsradio.org. Also follow us on Instagram, X, and Facebook. This segment was written and produced by Amira Zaveri. Our studio manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Gary Price. This segment is sponsored by Capital One. Banking with Capital One helps you keep more money in your wallet with no fees or minimums on checking accounts and no overdraft fees. what's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One N.A. Member FDIC.
Coming up, how to protect yourself from misinformation when Viewpoints returns.
The best day for great deals on everything for summer is One Day, as in the Macy's One Day Sale. Find the best prices of the month on summer essentials, from men's tees from Champion & More for $12.99 to $500 off diamond studs, now just $199.99. Even five-piece luggage sets for your next getaway, now $69.99, less than a cab to the airport. And you can earn rewards faster during Star Money Bonus Days. It's a day unlike any other. The Macy's One Day Sale, today. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
It's me, Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash. I see those dry elbows, baby. But don't worry, get moisturized right in the shower. So hydrated, you can skip the lotion after.
Don't wanna see it dry no more. Skin so moisturized with Body Wash.
Look at you now, no more dry skin. Your skin gets the moisture it craves with
Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash.
During KFC $10 Tuesdays, you can get a bucket of golden brown juicy chicken plus four dipping sauces for just $10. Or see what $10 gets you at a coffee shop.
Okay, now before you enjoy this coffee, let me explain the process each individual.
Anyway, enjoy KFC $10 Tuesdays. Get your choice of eight original recipe tenders with four sauces or classic fried chicken, both seasoned with our secret blend of 11 herbs and spices. Only at KFC. It's finger licking good. Prices and participation vary while supplies last. Taxes, tips, and fees extra.
Have you tried hands-free Skechers Slip-ins yet? Because if you haven't, you're missing out on technology that changes how you think about shoes. First, these are not just regular slip-on shoes. They're not just a pair of loafers without laces. But what makes them different is the technology inside that lets you just step into them. There's a built-in hidden shoehorn that slides your foot in, so they look, feel, and wear just like a pair of shoes you're used to. Except you don't have to bend down, struggle to put them on, or touch them. Try them at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Go deep enough into the internet and you're sure to find a number of conspiracy theories on just about anything and everything. These narratives can sometimes be more innocuous, such as the bizarre internet theory that singer Avril Lavigne died in 2003 and was replaced by a body double. But they can also be dark and dangerous, often downplaying mass tragedies as staged or unfairly targeting specific groups of people by religion or race. But one thing these theories all have in common, they lack any substantial evidence and fall under a broader category of misinformation. While these wild narratives may seem to be a new phenomenon, cultural historian and writer Colin Dickey argues that they've been a recurring theme in our culture for many years. His new book, Under the Eye of Power: How Fear of Secret Societies Shapes American Democracy, chronicles the history of conspiracy theories in America. But what exactly is a conspiracy theory? And why does it have the potential to develop into something so dangerous? Dickey says to answer this question, it's key to understand the difference between a conspiracy theory and an actual conspiracy.
When I started looking at the difference between conspiracies and conspiracy theories, I tried to focus on actual conspiracies as a benchmark, you know, things like Watergate or Iran-Contra, something like that. And usually with an actual conspiracy, there is a specific crime that they're trying to accomplish. And there's almost always sort of low-level functionaries who are involved because these things take a lot of people. And once you start poking around in it, once you start asking questions, the conspiracy unravels pretty quickly.
Dickey notes that these conspiracies tend to eventually fall apart because of the number of people involved in the cover-up. And if you zoom out further, there are likely people who are creating theories on these conspiracies.
A conspiracy theory, on the other hand, tends to be something which is much wider in scope. It is not just a specific crime that's being committed. It's an idea that there is a whole network of actors who are controlling world events. So it gets very wide in scope, and it's also incredibly difficult to detect. And it's so hidden and subterranean that there's always an excuse for why it can't be unearthed or something like that.
For example, his book covers several conspiracy theories about rumored secret societies. In particular, he hones in on groups that are believed to be controlling the U.S. government from the shadows. These theories have long been around, but they're now becoming more popular thanks to a more divided media landscape and greater coverage from social media platforms like TikTok and Facebook.
We're moving away from kind of mainstream news to partisan news. You know, the internet is becoming less and less reliable than it was even a few years ago. You know, it's really incumbent upon us to both be vigilant about this. And I think for me, the solution is as much trying to understand what is driving people to embrace these conspiracy theories rather than simply just trying to, you know, yell facts at them. I think the facts are vitally important, but it is usually not facts which persuade people. It's understanding what the kind of emotional and existential benefit is for them in believing this conspiracy theory and focusing on that instead.
New technology may also increase the spread of misinformation and conspiracy theories. Algorithmic news feeds on social media recommend content for users based on what they want to see, which can reinforce pre-existing beliefs. On top of this, generative artificial intelligence technology, like ChatGPT, also poses a very real threat.
What generative AI has the potential to do is reduce the costs for bad actors, whether it's them simply to make money out of clicks and eyeballs or to influence people because of politics or other types of issues. Whatever the goal is, it allows bad actors to create false and misleading content that is very persuasive because of its audio and visual components at a much lower cost and a much rapid time.
That's Dr. Eric Nisbet, the O&L Kuhn Professor of Policy Analysis and Communication at Northwestern University. His research focuses on misinformation and its effects on elections and democracy in general. Nisbet says one of the biggest factors to look out for is the ongoing threat of AI-generated deepfakes.
A deepfake is employing technology, modified video, modified images to take something, modify sometimes a real piece of video, a real image that actually took place, and modifying it to be false or misleading. It could be changing the words that someone says. It could be even placing in a figure, a political figure, into a scene or situation which never occurred, splicing them in. Creating videos that seem real and are factual, but are completely made up.
Dickey agrees that these new technologies will increase the spread of misleading information.
They are going to increasingly corrupt and corrode the availability of, you know, factual and objective information on the web. And I think that is going to just further enable people. I think there's a large segment of people who benefit from there not being a single objective source that people can consult on the internet. So we're in for uncertain times. People that I've talked to and I've known who've sort of fallen down these rabbit holes, they're usually looking for something. They're looking for some reassurance or confirmation or something that makes them feel a certain way about the world. And a conspiracy theory will offer that. And so it's always worth asking, what is that thing that they want to believe? And sometimes they're looking for community. Sometimes they're looking for empowerment. It's really a question of trying to understand what it is that is motivating them on a kind of existential and emotional level, and then figuring out, is there a way to address that?
Because someone may have a strong emotional response to a story they think is real, they're more likely to share it.
If something seems very emotional, the content, or just seems violates your expectations, take a minute to stop. Right? If you see a candidate do something truly outlandish, take a minute to question that and double check. Don't accept it on face value. I think the key thing is that we don't want to be cynical, but we want to make sure that we don't accept everything at face value, but that increases the cost of doing so, and not everyone does. And our human biases are to make these quick, rapid decisions, often emotional, about what's true or not. So it's sort of almost like a gut check, right? Really, is that true? Maybe I should double check before I share it.
Nisbet also stresses the importance of using reliable sources for your news and information.
Be wary of the source. Who is sharing it or who's presenting it to you and why? whether it's a friend, whether it's a family member, whether it's a website you've never heard about. So don't take things at face value, right? Really understand the source of that information. Rely on more credible sources. There's a great deal of partisanship and polarization around the media. But the Wall Street Journal is a credible source and it leans right. There are credible right-leaning sources and credible left-leaning sources, like center-left, center-right. Rely on those.
For more tips on how to separate fact from fiction, head to viewpointsradio.org for a more expansive list of resources. You can also find out more about our guests, Dr. Eric Nisbet and Colin Dickey, on our website. This segment was written by our associate producer, Tabor Brewster. Our executive producer is Amira Saveri. Our studio production manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Marty Peterson.
Viewpoints returns in just a moment.
The Peace Lily is so last year.
Hey, has anyone worked with Fiddlenecks?
Shelby's popular flower shop is in full bloom.
We just got a request for an arrangement that evokes air. Who's up for that challenge? No?
She needs to hire a floral designer to nip foliage faux pas in the bud.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our advanced matching helps find talented candidates so you can connect with them fast. Redeem your $75 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
With Progressive, it's easy to reach customer service with our app, website, chat, or by phone. Because when getting help is hard, it's not help at all.
A little help. A little help over here.
Thank you for calling Bench Press Assistance.
What?
Due to excessive gym volume, all available spotters are currently lifting heavy weights off the chests of other bench pressers.
Seriously?
Please continue to hold, and we will remove the barbell from your chest in the order in which your cry for help was received.
Getting assistance should be easy. With Progressive, it is. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
This is Viewpoints Explained. I'm Ebony McMorris. Toilet paper, coffee, olive oil. If you're feeling a little deja vu, you're not alone. In a scene straight out of early 2020, people are once again stockpiling. But this time, it's not a health crisis that's clearing shelves. It's the fear of high prices, steep tariffs on imported items that are threatening the national supply chain. Some experts estimate that Chinese-made items will now be 2.5 times more expensive than last year. As a result, many shoppers are filling their carts with shelf-staple groceries, frozen goods, and home care items like cleaning supplies and batteries, which are often imported. An early 2025 survey from the University of Chicago polled almost 14,000 people about the effects of tariffs. Nearly 40% of respondents plan to stockpile items, and a third also plan to put aside extra cash ahead of price spikes. But not everyone has the option to panic buy. Stockpiling requires upfront money and space, two things a lot of people don't have. For those living paycheck to paycheck or in small apartments, buying in bulk is a luxury. So while some are filling their garages and freezers, others are just trying to afford next week's groceries. This moment isn't about tariffs or trade. It's about a snapshot of an anxious economy, one where fear moves faster than policy, and who gets to prepare often depends who can afford to. That's Viewpoints Explained. More in a moment.
Welcome to Culture Crash, where we examine what's new and old in entertainment. How do you pass the time on your commutes? Do you tune in to the radio, put on a podcast? Maybe you listen to an audiobook. Audiobooks are undergoing a bit of a renaissance right now, and their newfound portability is a main reason why. For a long time, listening to an audiobook meant shelling out big bucks or sitting on a library waitlist to obtain a huge, unruly set of tapes or discs. You'd put them in one after another and listen to books on tape for long car rides or an arduous flight. But now audiobooks can be the most convenient way to read, or at least consume, a book. Gone are those days of cassette after cassette. Now audiobooks can be purchased directly on your phone, or most likely borrowed for free through your library subscription via a web app like Overdrive. And once you've gotten your audiobook, you can save it right to your phone and click play whenever it's convenient. Personally, I love driving to the sounds of a good book and experiencing an old favorite through new eyes, or being able to easily tear through a good thriller. One big reason in the minds of many an audiobook listener is which works best for them. Are they listeners who want to get the biggest bang for their buck on a mammoth of a book, or to zip through some shorter books on their commute? For example, you can really invest weeks worth of commutes on nearly 48 hours of listening to Stephen King's The Stand, or 21 hours of Herman Melville's Moby Dick. Or you can pick up some shorter reads, like Trevor Noah's Born a Crime, which clocks in at just under 9 hours and can easily be finished in just 1 week's worth of commuting time. Much like reading a real book, I find that different seasons and moods predispose me to different audiobooks. Do I want a light, funny memoir like Amy Poehler's, or a dark, scary horror novel? It always just depends. Regardless of your inclination, it might be worth it to try listening to an audiobook when riding the train or driving in heavy traffic. It might just make your commutes feel more productive. And if you're looking for a recommendation to get you started, Bryan Cranston's narration of Tim O'Brien's Vietnam War classic, The Things They Carried, is one of my favorites. You can visit our site, viewpointsonline.net, for resources on how to check if your library offers free audiobooks to subscribers. I'm Evan Rook.
The best day for great deals on everything for summer is One Day, as in the Macy's One Day Sale. Find the best prices of the month on summer essentials, from men's tees from Champion & More for $12.99 to $500 off diamond studs, now just $199.99. Even five-piece luggage sets for your next getaway, now $69.99, less than a cab to the airport. And you can earn rewards faster during Star Money Bonus Days. It's a day unlike any other. The Macy's One Day Sale, today. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Can your pad absorb everything and stay fresh? Always Radiant with Flex Foam can. Get up to zero leaks, zero odor, and zero feel. Because Flex Foam is the only pad with a flexible foam core. You heard me, foam. Always Radiant is so thin, it feels like nothing, yet protects like nothing else. Can your pad do that? For up to 100% leak-free protection, try Always Radiant to see what Flex Foam can do for you.
That's Viewpoints for this week. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram to learn more about upcoming shows and find a library of past programs on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Spotify. Plus, you'll always find previous segments and more information about our guests at viewpointsradio.org. Join us again next week for another edition of Viewpoints.
Best day for great deals on everything for summer is One Day, as in the Macy's One Day Sale. Find the best prices of the month on summer essentials, from men's tees from Champion & More for $12.99 to $500 off diamond studs, now just $199.99. Even five-piece luggage sets for your next getaway, now $69.99, less than a cab to the airport. And you can earn rewards faster during Star Money Bonus Days. It's a day unlike any other. The Macy's One Day Sale, today. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds giving way to some sunshine today. Northeast winds and highs in the lower 50s. Overnight, it gets quite chilly. Partly cloudy skies and widespread frost will be possible. Lows in the lower 30s. A little bit of sunshine for Monday. Right now, it's 37.
You're listening to Radio Health Journal, the trusted news source for medicine, science, and technology. I'm Elizabeth Westfield.
I'm Mayan Vasta Betancourt.
And I'm Greg Johnson. This week, how to be more fulfilled in life.
Because we have this quality called neuroplasticity, we can rewire our brains. It's a little bit difficult at first. That's why it takes a plan. It takes intention.
But first, the genetic mutation that makes it impossible for your body to fight off cancer.
Intensive screening, annual screening, you can detect cancers early, and that can improve your chances of beating those cancers. But it doesn't mean that you will.
All that and more this week on Radio Health Journal.
The best day for great deals on everything for summer is One Day, as in the Macy's One Day Sale. Find the best prices of the month on summer essentials, from men's tees from Champion & More for $12.99 to $500 off diamond studs, now just $199.99. Even five-piece luggage sets for your next getaway, now $69.99, less than a cab to the airport. And you can earn rewards faster during Star Money Bonus Days. It's a day unlike any other. The Macy's One Day Sale, today. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
Charmin Ultra Strong. You can use less, better than the rest. Charmin Ultra Strong. Your booty past the clean text. Yeah. Charmin Wave Texture, it's the best. Study up, teach a lesson on fresh. Your booty past the clean text.
Yes, sir.
Charmin Ultra Strong.
Charmin Ultra Strong with Diamond Weave Texture cleans better than the leading one-ply brand, so you can use less. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
Looking back at Lawrence Ingrassia's life, you'd think his family was cursed. At the very least, his household had soaked up all the town's bad luck, weaving together a life story that ends with Ingrassia becoming the last living member of his immediate family. In 1968, Ingrassia and his three siblings lost their mom to breast cancer.
It was the first cancer in the family. So there was actually no reason for us to suspect anything other than bad luck. You know, kind of, it was unfortunate. It was sad, but people die of cancer. In fact, I think in 1968, it was like 300,000 or 400,000 people in the United States died of cancer. So she was one of them.
They chalked it up to more bad luck when over a decade later, his younger sister, Angela, was diagnosed with abdominal cancer.
She's 23 years old, you know, kind of her whole life ahead of her. So yeah, it was really difficult and painful.
Angela died at age 24.
At that point, you know, kind of it seemed like, oh, this is kind of odd. But still, there wasn't a lot known about hereditary cancers. In fact, you know, kind of little known about genetic causes of cancer. And the other thing is that we actually did have in our minds an explanation about what might be causing these cancers. Our father was a research chemist. So we, at some point, started to suspect that perhaps he had inadvertently brought home chemicals, carcinogenic chemicals on his clothes that we ingested and that years later would result in cancer, malignancies.
This was their best guess because, as Ingrassia outlines in his new book, A Fatal Inheritance, scientists didn't have a good understanding of what causes cancer in the 50s and 60s. In fact, it was widely believed during this time that most cancers were due to an unknown virus. While some types of cancer, like cervical cancer, are caused by a viral infection, we now know that there are so many factors that could trigger an illness. By the time researchers accepted that there could be a genetic component, they were still assuming that family members would inherit the same type. So when Ingrassia's nephew, Charlie, developed cancer at 2 years old, around the same time as Angela's diagnosis, doctors still weren't putting the pieces together.
If you go back to the 70s, even then they weren't sure, and even in the early 80s, it was, you know, kind of maybe if it is a cancer that is a specific site. So if you have a lot of breast cancers in a family, maybe that is a signal of something. We don't know what, but maybe that is a signal of something that we have to search for that might be hereditary. Or if there's a lot of colon cancer in a family. But in my family, there was breast cancer, my mother. My sister had abdominal cancer. My nephew, when he was 2 years old, had a soft tissue cancer in his cheek, totally different kind of cancer.
Which led doctors to assume that there was no connection between the diagnoses. However, a similar situation had occurred in a different family that piqued two researchers' interest. Doctors Joseph Fraumini and Frederick Lee came across a 23-year-old father with leukemia and his 10-month-old son who had been diagnosed with a soft tissue cancer.
Now, either of these occurrences would be, you know, kind of, there's a very low rate of those cancers. The combination of them together in one family sparked their interest and began their research into this family. And as they studied this family, which they called Family A in their research, they found a long, long history of different kinds of cancers at all ages. Many, like my nephew, kind of 2, 3, 4 years old, but also, you know, kind of in the 20s, 30s, whatever.
It would take the duo 2 decades and countless hours of research to identify the cause of all these different cancers in one family line. The gene P53. It's a tumor suppressor protein that, when functioning normally, prevents cancer in our bodies.
Our cells are constantly dividing, and there's a chance that some of those divisions, most of it's benign, but there's a chance that some of those cell divisions will result in cancer that will become malignant. But thanks to millennia of evolution, we actually have certain genes that stop those potentially cancerous genes from becoming malignant and killing us, because that's how we survive. So this cancer suppressor gene, turns out, is really, really important. It's kind of a search and destroy. It detects potentially malignant cells and either repairs them or kills them.
But if you have a mutation of that gene, it stops going after the cancer. In some cases, it can even help the tumors develop. This rare condition is called Lee-Fraumini syndrome.
If you're born with that mutation, that inherited mutation, by age 40, there's a 50% chance you'll have had cancer. The overall population is 5%. If you think about it, it's 10 times higher. In your lifetime, you're going to have, there's a 95% chance that you'll have cancer if you're born with this mutation.
However, it took a while for this research to become mainstream. So Ingrassia's family had no idea their curse was actually an issue with their DNA. But even without this knowledge, the siblings had become hyper aware of their health.
My second sister, Gina, who died in 1987 of lung cancer, actually started suspecting something, you know, kind of 8 or 9 months before she died. But it took a couple months before they actually detected the lung cancer. She was very healthy, otherwise running marathons or long road races. And so it took a long time for them to discover that. So I think that, again, you know, kind of there wasn't in our mind that, you know, kind of, hey, there's something that we do other than being hyper aware. My brother in particular was, you know, kind of very conscientious. He really, you know, kind of anything kind of that felt off in his body, he would get checked.
In fact, Ingrassia's brother discovered his first cancer by accident while getting an X-ray for a lump under his arm. While that particular concern was benign, the image gave them a view of his lung where they spotted a growing tumor.
He actually had, you know, kind of a number of other cancers, including, you know, kind of prostate cancer, you know, kind of some skin cancer, but he always caught everything early. So I think that was the one thing that we did before we actually knew what was going on.
This vigilance led his brother's oncologist to suggest a genetic test in 2014, just to see if anything peculiar came up.
And then he called me about a month later, and he said, I've tested positive. And he said, you know what, as much as anything, it's a relief. Now we know, you know, kind of for all this stuff that we surmised and everything, and, you know, kind of weren't sure, is it bad luck, you know, kind of with some chemicals our father brought home. Now we know.
While it didn't help with the grief, Ingrassia says the knowledge brought him a small sense of closure. It was a while before Ingrassia decided to get the test done himself. Though he'd never had cancer, his daughter pushed for him to finally know his status for sure.
So with this particular mutation, there's a 50-50 chance that you will inherit it. And I won the lottery. Kind of, I did not inherit it. My brother did. His son with cancer did. We can presume my sisters and mother did, although they weren't tested.
It took so long for Ingrassia's family to be flagged because prior to their mother, there was no family history of cancer, which suggests that this gene mutation that's passed down from generation to generation just spontaneously appeared.
In about 5% of cases, the mutation is what we call de novo. It means that when you are conceived, you are born with a mutation. It's a little bit like being born with blue eyes or brown eyes or kind of whatever. It's just on conception. And if then you can pass it on. So you didn't really inherit it, but you were born with it. So it is part of your genetic makeup, which then can be passed on. And so that was the other explanation. Another kind of going back to another reason why doctors wouldn't immediately have treating us, wouldn't have suspected, hey, there is something going on because you don't have this long history.
But even knowing his family carried this mutation couldn't save their lives. Early detection can be the difference between life and death, but for some cases, the cancer is too strong for the body to fight off. Charlie beat his first cancer at just 2 years old, then survived a colorectal cancer diagnosis in his late 20s. But several years later, he found a tumor on his hip around the same time his dad and Gracia's brother was being treated for pancreatic cancer.
In a desperate, desperate attempt to save his life, and this was one of the hardest things, kind of, they had to amputate his leg, including his hip. And he survived for another year, but then even then it started spreading throughout his body. And so he died in February of 2019. And my brother, who had been being treated for pancreatic cancer, had been detected early because he was going through this screening and had survived that. And he died 7 months later, in September of 2019. Between my nephew died in February of 2019 and my brother died in September 2019.
And Gracia says that while his book is a story of scientific discovery, it's also a love letter to his family. It's a way to preserve the memories and sacrifices for his future generations to remember. This story has brought countless families to Ingracia's doorstep, thanking him for bringing awareness to a condition that often feels isolating and invisible. And though sharing this knowledge won't provide a cure for people with the P53 mutation, it does help them share the mental and physical burden.
The chances of getting cancer are so high, but I think if you have this cancer, you're constantly, constantly waiting for the next one. It's not a matter of if, but when and where the cancer will occur. These families that have it, they know that, you know, kind of if they or their child survive the first cancer, kind of most likely there's going to be another cancer.
Not only do these people have to personally carry this burden, but they have to factor their genetics into the decision to have children. And though there's no treatment specifically for Li-Fraumeni syndrome at the moment, the progress we're seeing with genome editing provides this community with the hope that future generations will be able to end this gene mutation in their lineage. And Gracia's book, A Fatal Inheritance, is available now wherever books are sold. For more behind the scenes, follow Radio Health Journal on Facebook, Instagram, and X. Our writer-producer is Kristen Farah. Our executive producer is Amira Zaveri. I'm Elizabeth Westfield.
Coming up, how to rewire your brain to create healthier habits when Radio Health Journal returns.
Can your pad absorb everything and stay fresh? Always Radiant with Flex Foam can. Get up to zero leaks, zero odor, and zero feel. Because Flex Foam is the only pad with a flexible foam core. You heard me, foam. Always Radiant is so thin, it feels like nothing, yet protects like nothing else. Can your pad do that? For up to 100% leak-free protection, try Always Radiant to see what Flex Foam can do for you.
What? All the budget has to be used now? And we can use all the media buy?
Javier's marketing firm just got its dream funding.
Okay, ideas. Bobbleheads. No. T-shirt cannon. I seriously need some help here.
He needs to find marketing managers who are worth every dollar.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Sponsoring a job on Indeed gives it a visibility boost so you can hire faster. Redeem your $75 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
There are countless mysteries of life, but one that many of us think about daily is the idea of happiness. What will make us truly happy, and how do we get there? Dr. Greg Hammer believes that our happiness is directly correlated with our health.
I think that unless we take care of our bodies, we will be very distracted. So if we've put on weight, for example, that is unwanted, or we're not exercising and we feel really out of shape, which may or may not include gaining weight. If we're not sleeping well and we're fatigued, if we're not eating well, we don't really feel at our best. And all of those physical experiences translate into distraction. And when we're distracted by our physical unhealth, it's difficult to be centered and on track to be well mentally and spiritually.
Hammer is a retired professor at Stanford University School of Medicine and the author of Gain Without Pain, the Happiness Handbook for Healthcare Professionals. Hammer believes that we have to be purposeful about attaining a healthy, happy life.
And there are lots of reasons we need to have intention or purposefulness. And they include that our brains are wired in ways that apparently veil our happiness. And the good news is our brains have this magical quality called neuroplasticity. So we can rewire our brains.
Hammer focuses on what he calls the tripod of health, which includes sleep, exercise, and nutrition. Though you may have separate goals for each one, all three are deeply intertwined with each other.
You know, we don't get enough sleep. We're sleepy. We tend to be too tired to exercise. Exercise actually helps us sleep better. So that degrades our sleep, not getting the exercise because we're too tired to exercise. And then we tend to, you know, be sleepy and reach for sugary and fatty so-called comfort foods. And so our diet is degraded as well.
Much of our day depends on a good night's rest. The Sleep Foundation reports that adults need at least 7 hours of sleep each night. However, that's not realistic for many people. The CDC shows that more than one-third of adults don't get enough sleep on a regular basis. And though a lot of us assume we can catch up with a nap during the day, Hammer says that strategy will most likely backfire. As we go through our normal routine during the day, we build up a sleep deficit, which helps us go to bed faster and sleep more soundly at night.
So let's say we want to sleep from 11 in the evening to 7 in the morning. If we take a nap for an hour and a half or 2 hours during the afternoon, our sleep deficit by 11 o'clock will not be as great. And so we may find it more difficult to fall asleep at 11 o'clock. And then we start to erode the pearl of sleep hygiene, which has to do with going to bed and waking up at about the same time every day, even on the weekend.
Hammer says if we don't set a goal and make sleep a priority, we'll fall back into bad habits. This will ultimately deteriorate our quality of sleep, leaving us more tired and groggy during the day. An issue not even caffeine can fix.
Many people don't know that caffeine, which is the ingredient in coffee that revs us up, that sort of resuscitates us after lunch, has a relatively long half-life. So what does that mean? That means when you have a cup of coffee at 1 o'clock, and let's say it has 140 milligrams of caffeine in it, you have that 140 milligrams of caffeine at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. The 6 hour half-life means that 6 hours later at 7 o'clock PM, it's as though you had a half a cup of coffee.
Then another 6 hours later at 1 in the morning, your body will still have a quarter of a cup of coffee in its system.
Well, I don't know about you, but for me, that half cup at 7 o'clock PM and quarter of a cup at 1 o'clock in the morning would kill my sleep.
Our brains need the rest to be able to fully function during the day. Without the proper amount of sleep, we can have brain fog and memory trouble. And a consistent lack of sleep is linked to chronic health problems such as heart disease, depression, and obesity. Hammer says it's okay to take a sleeping pill every now and again if it's necessary, like to treat jet lag, but consistent long-term use can be harmful to your health.
If you're somebody who is kept awake because you're making lists of all the things you have to do the next day, get up and write them down or put them in your phone, in your calendar, and then turn your phone off.
While these tips seem simple, it takes a conscious effort to stick with them to be able to see and feel the results. This discipline extends into our diets too. Oftentimes, the cheapest and quickest meal isn't the healthiest option. Meal prepping your food can ensure that you're eating a balanced diet full of whole foods.
Obviously, the fresher, the better. Cut down on processed foods that come in boxes and cans, more of a plant-based diet, a balance of carbohydrates and fats, preferably healthier unsaturated fats, lots of colors, fruits and vegetables, and avoiding processed foods, and a lot of sugar, of course.
And though it can be hard to always stick to a healthy diet, Hammer says if you only focus on one thing, start with cutting out sugar.
And it's not just glucose, which is the common form of table sugar. Look for other words that end in OSE, like dextrose, maltose, corn syrup. So that's something that I would definitely avoid. I think sucrose is probably less unhealthy than corn syrup. So if the top three ingredients include any of those sugar or sugar-like substances, I would definitely avoid them and avoid them altogether if possible.
If you're worried about the shelf life of your fresh produce, Hammer says frozen fruits and veggies are a great option. They offer a quick, easy, and healthy solution that gives you more time to get in your activity for the day. Healthy food is fueling your body to perform at its best, and as Hammer mentioned earlier, using up some of that energy will help you get a good night's rest.
We just don't get as much exercise. We tend to be indoors more and sitting down and, you know, relatively stationary. So getting up and walking around the block a few times, you know, if it's raining lightly, you know, put on a rain jacket, take an umbrella, but some is better than none. So I would say get up from your chair relatively regularly and frequently.
Meaning that your activity doesn't have to fit inside one long block of time. Even taking small breaks throughout the day will add up. The CDC recommends adults get 150 minutes of moderate physical activity each week. It may sound daunting, but it's just 30 minutes a day for 5 days. Hammer says the easiest way to be consistent is to build a habit.
There are patterns of wired neuronal activity in our brains that become more and more entrenched the more we practice them, right? And so in some cases, those are what we call bad habits, right? We have dinner, and then as a habit, we want something sweet, right? So that gets triggered by having dinner. Then we start to have thoughts, which again is neurologic activity, nerves communicating with other nerves in a pattern that's established, i.e. a habit. We have a habit of wanting dessert after dinner.
The good news is our brains are extremely flexible, which means that we can rewire our thinking to form better habits that are good for our health.
It's a little bit difficult at first. That's why it takes a plan. It takes intention. But we can rewire our brains so that we're not automatically thinking of having something sugary and fatty after we've had our dinner. So this stuff is all, you know, it's fun. There are challenges which can be positive. And, you know, it's fun to actually get going on rewiring our brains for the better.
You can find out more about Greg Hammer and all of our guests on our website, radiohealthjournal.org. For more behind the scenes, follow Radio Health Journal on Facebook, Instagram, and X. This segment originally aired in April 2023. Our writer producer is Kristen Farah. Our production manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Greg Johnson.
Radio Health Journal returns in just a moment.
I went hands-free.
I went hands-free.
I went hands-free.
I went hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins.
Join the millions of people who are celebrating going hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins. Footwear you just step into and they're on. That's right, you don't have to bend down and you don't have to touch them, which is why people can't stop talking.
After trying Skechers Slip-ins, I want all my shoes to have this technology.
So how do hands-free Skechers Slip-ins work? It's like they have an invisible built-in shoehorn so your foot slides into place. Then our heel pillow keeps your foot comfy and secure. And Slip-ins are for the whole family, men, women, and kids, in all your favorite Skechers styles.
It's crazy how something as simple as a pair of shoes have made my life better.
I went hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins, and I'm never going back.
See what everybody can't stop talking about. Go hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
The best day for great deals on everything for summer is One Day, as in the Macy's One Day Sale. Find the best prices of the month on summer essentials, from men's tees from Champion & More for $12.99 to $500 off diamond studs, now just $199.99. Even five-piece luggage sets for your next getaway, now $69.99, less than a cab to the airport. And you can earn rewards faster during Star Money Bonus Days. It's a day unlike any other. The Macy's One Day Sale, today. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Medical notes this week. Why more pregnant women need to be in clinical trials. While they're regularly excluded from testing for safety reasons, researchers argue that it's harder to know which drugs are safe and effective for them even after FDA approval. A new study in the American Journal of Obstetrics and Gynecology estimates that 75% of drug trials from the past 15 years excluded these women. Though adding pregnant women into clinical trials seems risky, scientists claim we're doing more harm by not including this population. Scientists are helping us see the future. Glaucoma affects millions of Americans, slowly degrading vision until there's complete blindness. Thankfully, a new treatment could interrupt this process and save people's vision before it's too late. Researchers have discovered two antibodies that can break down the mutated protein that causes glaucoma. This work could save the eyesight of millions and improve research for other diseases like Alzheimer's. The research is published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences Nexus. Does our DNA know our future? Sociologist Dalton Conley reveals how genes shape our lives in his new book, The Social Genome. While we all know genetics determine our eye color and height, Conley argues they can also predict more details, like our level of education and the income we'll make. And finally, have your seasonal allergies gotten worse? Climate change could be to blame. Scientists say that higher temperatures will produce longer, more intense allergy seasons. The current estimate is an additional 19 days of high pollen counts. The research, published in Nature Communications, uses a pollen emissions model to offer the public climate-sensitive forecasts for allergy season. And that's Medical Notes this week. I'm Mayan Vosta-Betancourt.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love, guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
It's me, Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash. I see those dry elbows, baby. But don't worry, get moisturized right in the shower. So hydrated, you can skip the lotion after.
Don't wanna see it dry no more. Skin so moisturized with Body Wash.
Look at you now, no more dry skin. Your skin gets the moisture it craves with
Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash.
Thank you for joining us this week and every week as we break down the science stories you need to know. You can find all of our past segments and guests on our website, radiohealthjournal.org, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and X for daily content. And tune in next week for another edition of Radio Health Journal.
The right mix for Park Falls and Glidden. This is Trail Mix 103.1.